All right.
Hello. Welcome back to the 622 in the whip. Finna go pick up this free pizza from Little Scissors. Let's see what I got on the CD. Ooh. Hold up, G. Let's see. Alright, hold up. Alright, Bill. Alright. Here we go. Walk up in that bitch and wave at everything. Walk up in that bitch and wave at everything. It's a free deep dish pizza. I don't know if that matters to anybody, but it doesn't matter to me. It's free. Apparently it's because because of a college basketball game. I don't remember which one determined it, but I know it had to do with something about a basketball game. Seen it on the news. I go to college. Don't got that much bread, so I'm gonna have to hit this up. Long story short, haven't had Little Caesars in a while, so this ought to be interesting. I don't know what else to really talk about besides the fact that it's free pizza. And it's at any Little Caesars, I believe. So, that's good. It's from 11:30 to 1 today. So, whenever you hear this, if it's not, I think it's what, the 2nd of April? Then you out of luck, buddy. Probably gonna make another segment after I've tried it, cause I've had the deep dish once or twice. Don't remember what it was like, but I'm gonna find out. Another thing is like how people drive around my school. It's kind of ridiculous. I go to UH Clear Lake, so that's that. What else? I don't really got no like script or structure in my mind set up for this, so really I'm just talking. My last one was my last podcast, if you want to check that out. That's kind of what I want to do more of, but that's going to be every once in a while, whenever I get the chance, because I like being in my car, which is, I guess, a good thing that I have one, so bless up. Besides that, I'm on a mission right now, trying to hit a leg. So yeah, I'm not that far from the, what the shit, this guy just, like, that's what I'm saying. See, the people around here drive crazy, bro. Just tried to cross the street while I'm going, like, what? I don't get it, really don't. I forgot the road I'm supposed to turn on. Like I said, I haven't been to this Little Caesars at all by my school, so, but I know it's a little further down. Man, I could just go right there. listening to Pusha T right now. You probably know if you can hear it. Flatbush. Flatbush Zombies album comes out on Friday. Looking forward to that. I pre-ordered it. I'm going to try to download it on Friday if the CD doesn't come in. But I'll probably try to do a review on that. So, yeah, there's that. What else? I got a test on Wednesday. I got to study for that. If you're wondering the subject, it's differential equations. So if you want to throw me some pointers or anything, you got any kind of good information on that, then I will accept. Really, I could turn on any of these. However, I'm still thinking about which road I gotta turn on. I gotta test in 2 days. Differential equations. What else? Recently, X triple quadruple X, whole bunch of X, Tentacion released the album ? It's pretty cool. I'd say like a real number of how many songs off there that I like. What's the first one? The Moonlight, Sad, The Remedy for a Broken Heart, Numb's cool, but I can skip it. Infinity 888 has to be the hardest song on there. I think I may have missed the turn, so I'm gonna go right here and make a right. The album was pretty good overall. I thought it was alright. Had a nice like dynamic to it, I guess. How it like switched up and did a lot of different things. But yeah, there were a lot of, I guess, skippable tracks on there. I'd say I at least like 10 of them. 10 of the songs. Yeah, so Infinity 888. Trying to think which one's right after that. Going Down. That one's alright. But I can skip that one sometimes. And then the one after that, I think like Pain Equals Best Friend. I could definitely skip that one. And then Triple Dollar Sign, that one's pretty live. I mean, some people would, I guess, kind of say it's annoying in a way, but I mess with it. It's not too bad. It's real catchy. Yeah. It's got a nice, like, those songs off of there, to me, were the best so far. I mean, I listened to the whole thing once or twice. But yeah, like I said, I could pick songs off there that were like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna, I don't want to listen to this every time I listen to this album. You know what I mean? One of those type of deals. So now I'm just trying to navigate. We'll see what happens. Contracts. Yeah, I'm definitely nowhere near where I was supposed to be. However, it's okay because I can't get too lost, you know what I mean? Like, but I technically am lost right now, even though I can get back on the road and I can backtrack where I've been, but now I'm just driving around because I don't know if I can do the Google Maps while I'm on this app. But yeah, so Oh, look at this. Here we go. Yeah, so the X album was alright. I listened to those songs that I said for the most part. Other than that, what else? Other than that, yeah, I'm just waiting for this Flatbush album to come out. Flatbush Zombies, Vacation in Hell. I'm going to mention this one thing that they did that I like, but I also don't like. But it's still live because I know I would have done it. Like, they have CDs they're selling, right? And, I mean, some people say it's kind of like, why buy CD? I mean, I buy all kinds of CDs. Like, got Joey Badass for a CD, Schoolboy Q, Oxymoron, Good Kid, Mad City. The only Kendrick album I don't have on CD is, what is it, Section 80. And, Damn. But Damn I have on vinyl, so that's different. Got A$AP Rocky album on not on vinyl, on CD. And, yeah, so, anyway, point being, the CDs, right? CDs. I like CDs. I got a CD player in my car, right? Sometimes you don't hook up the aux, you just want to put a CD. I kind of throw back like that. But anyways, they're selling the CDs, but they have like a collectible cards in them. Like, there's three of them. One, each of them, I should say, have their faces. So it's kind of like their card. So one's got Meech, one's Darko. Well, Meech is Dark Meech, Meechie Darko. Darko, they got the Architect, Elliot, and Juice. So if you want all three, you know, you gotta try to buy all three, and you get, it's not guaranteed, like, you to get all three, so you gotta keep buying them to get all three, so you know what I mean, it's kind of like that, which I guess is pretty smart, but, like, at the same time, it's like, yo, huh, you know what I mean, because I would have loved to have all three in the, just in one CD, that would have been live, but that's not the way the game work, you know what I'm saying? So, that's besides the point. So now I'm on the road that I needed to be on to get to this Little Caesars. Now, the question being, am I going the right direction on this road to get to Little Caesars? We'll soon find out. May not be, but I think I am. We'll find out in a second, kinda. But yeah, alright, so they got that. That's live. I know I would do some shit like that because it's pretty smart. You can't knock it. Even if you try, it's a nice business move, I guess. But yeah, looking forward to it. The two songs they have on YouTube already on the album, "You and I," I think, and "Tombstone," go pretty hard. I like "You and I," like the vibe on that one. Let's see. The other one, "Tombstone," is pretty cool. It's more of a aggressive to me. Sounds interesting, though. I like it. Haven't dedicated too much time to listening to those, because like I said, yeah, I'm definitely going the wrong way. All right, so I gotta hit a U-turn. And, get to this Little Caesars. So now that I know that, now I'm going the right way. Alright, cool. So now I'm on El Dorado, which is the road that I needed to be on, and I'm headed to Little Caesars like I was supposed to be approximately like 10 minutes ago. But it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? Free pizza. Should have remembered the road I was supposed to turn on. Would have saved myself a lot of time. However, like I said, I'm not tripping. Should be on the left, so I'm gonna see it eventually. But yeah, that album, looking forward to it. I really like the last album, 3001 Laced Odyssey. That one's pretty cool. They got a nice history of tracks or albums, just, you know, work in general.
I remember when I first listened to them, I didn't listen to their, what is it, Better Off Dead tape, I think it was a tape, but, didn't really listen to that. Heard a few songs that were off that, I believe, but I'm not sure if they were even on that, you know, like, Palm Trees, I don't know if that was on there. Like, I'm not trying to front, like, I've been listening to them, but I've known about them for a while, pretty much for a while, anyway, yeah, Thug Waffle, I forget the, I think it's Face Off, that was the first song I heard by them, I think it's called Face Off, I think it's called Face Off, that one's pretty live, you should watch it, pretty good visual, I guess, don't really know what else there is. I mean, that's pretty much the best thing happening on Friday. The album coming out. For once, maybe your bullshit. All right. Let's see. How I made my first million. All right. There's some type of cones and stuff. I've never really listened to a podcast, honestly. So, I'm pretty sure I'm doing this, like, 100% wrong, you know? Because it's supposed to be, like, an episode or, like a series type deal. But, you feel me? Like, why? I'm just talking, chopping shit. So, this is how I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna record. And, whatever goes down, goes down. I think I'm close to this Little Caesars now. Yep, I see it in the distance. Success is upon me. Or upon us, I should say. We are one. Those listening to the 622. But yeah, so this is finna be dope. I'm gonna stop recording, when I get down to buy this. I just figured it'd be cool to talk about it, talk about other stuff too, like the album, Flatbush album coming out, on Friday, April 6th, I mess with them, they got a nice style, I mess with it, I'm trying to think, well, who else is coming out with some, I mean, that I listen to that is live. Side thought, I just thought about it. Because I was talking about artists, Childish Gambino, Atlanta. That is fucking hilarious. If you don't watch that, you should. It's pretty good. It's funny. Childish Gambino album was live. I have that on CD, I think, too. Yeah. Yep. It's right there. Yeah, I do have it on CD. I need to put it on, I need to put it in here, in the whip, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, there's a line out the wazoo. Well, it's what you pay for. But funny thing is, I'm not paying for it, because it's free. But, where there's free stuff, there's a ton of people. That's just common sense. There is a long line, so I may be in line for a while, but I should walk about it. All right, found a spot. I'm gonna go wait. Seems like it's gonna be I don't know how long the wait's gonna be, honestly, but yeah. So I'm gonna get this pizza and enjoy the rest of my day. For the most part, it's cool talking to y'all. Whoever's listening, I'll probably be back maybe a day or two, or on Friday when the Flatbush album comes out, just so that I have something to talk about. But yeah, peace. Hope you enjoyed the 622.